This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. Robots will be a big part of humanity's future. Considering robotic cars are being road tested today, it's not too hard to imagine robots on future battlefields or even robots in space. But what about robots as companions and caregivers? Julianne Greer is the director of the Emotional Robotics Living Lab at the University of Texas at Arlington, and she joins us now to talk about their research. Julianne Greer, thanks for being here.
Thank you. Thank you very much for having me.
Where did the idea of emotional robotics get started?
Well, in 2014, there was a news article that was discussing how a robot named Pepper was just released, and there had never been one that was called an emotional robot. So my background is fine arts. I work in the theater. And I thought, well, golly, I know quite a lot about emotion. I'm really fascinated to see how they programmed emotion into a robot.
Most people think of robots as being cold and unemotional. So how exactly can they provide emotional or physical support?
Well, they can ask us about our day. They can play songs for us. They can dance for us. They can dance with us. They can, specifically in the research study that I did, they can act Shakespeare.
You brought one of the robots in with you today. This one is made by SoftBank Robotics, and it's called Now. Could you describe this robot for our listeners and tell us how it's used in your study?
Absolutely. This robot is about 23 inches tall. It is humanoid. What that means is that it definitely looks human-like. It has a head, two arms, two legs. It does walk. It's only about 12 pounds. We took this robot to an assisted living facility, Brookdale of Arlington, and we engaged this robot with 8 different participants over a course of 3 weeks. And during that intervention, the robot's eye color changes. The robot moves very, very fluidly. The robot speaks to the participants. And the robot talks, and at the end of the Shakespeare acting, says, "Please, can I come back again? I would love to be able to do this with you."
What would we have to ask it to speak the Shakespeare sonnets? What would we like?
Perform.
I've got it. Shall I compare thee to a summer's day? Thou art more lovely and more temperate. Rough winds do shake the darling buds of May, and summer's lease hath all too short a date. Now it's your turn.
So long as men can breathe and eyes can see.
So long lives this.
So long lives this.
And this gives life to thee.
And this gives life to thee.
That was wonderful. I really enjoyed myself.
From that interaction, you know, what do you learn? How does Now help in your study?
I have to say specifically, it was not just reciting Shakespeare. We made this study because we wanted the robot to participate with the older adult. There are some studies that speak to specifically participatory arts. Now, when somebody is participating in an art, they're not just looking at that painting. They're not just listening to that music. They are actually in a process of doing. And that was shown to have incredibly positive results. It comes from work early in the 2000s from a research scientist, Dr. Gene Cohen. And in that group of human-human model participatory arts, they found conclusions of less doctor visits, less falls, less medication, because these older adults were interacting and participating in arts. So what my idea for this study then was, and I approached my team if they'd be interested in that as well, is how wonderful that we have this data. How often does a theater company get to go to an assisted living? Not very often at all. So if we could possibly hypothesize that a robot might be able to have that same positive outlook, then that robot could visit, perhaps 35 people in one day. And all of these wonderful positive outcomes might, in fact, happen in that human robot model. We did get an analysis of a decrease in depression and an increase in engagement. So we feel that we're on to something and very excited about continuing to look at expansions to that study.
Julian Greer is the director of the Emotional Robotics Living Lab at the University of Texas at Arlington. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.